Chapter 9, Long Lost. Munching on a bag of chips, March watched people walk by. Attached to huge suitcases, they would shortly try to stuff into overhead compartments. People would argue and then finally settle into their seats and wait for free snacks. All airports were alike. Everybody was in a big hurry and a bad mood. Hurry to get away and leave their problems. Hurry to get home and face them again. The destination sign read New York. The American official sat next to him, his thick, sweaty arm parked on March's armrest. Child Protective Services in the U.S. had been called, and he was being sent to what was called a group home in upstate New York. March didn't know what the group was, and he figured that home was aspirational. The official had told March his name when they met this morning, but March kept forgetting it. What he did remember was that within 5 minutes, the guy had told him he'd break his fingers one by one if March tried to run away. March knew he was a peach of a guy within 15 minutes. When the official had confiscated his cell phone and found his stash of cash behind the lining of his toiletry kit, then he pocketed it. "I'll have to confiscate this," he said. "Where's my receipt?" March asked. "Smart guy," he responded. March knew he'd never see the money again. Maybe protective was aspirational too. The official pored over a car magazine, his mouth moving with the crazy rhythm of a juicy fruit. What was his name? Craydon or Crayfron or Raiden or Reagan? Or should March just call him Mr. Soda? He had a little cooler at his feet and kept taking out cans. He'd already had 3 Diet Pepsis, and it was barely 10 a.m. His conversation was sprinkled with a series of belches and hiccups. One of the airline guys made the announcement that they'd board in 5. It was March's last chance to run. Important to know when you're beaten, just hang and wait for your next chance. At least he'd get a free ticket to the States. It would be easier to get lost there. He'd had a week before they figured out the paperwork and made the phone calls and decided where he was going. A week to think about why Alfie had sent him to the Stick and Rag. Was there someone he was supposed to meet there? Someone holding jewels for Alfie? If that was true, he'd blown it. Mr. Soda looked at his watch and snapped his magazine. "Where are they?" "We're going to board soon." Burp. "I want to get the overhead compartment." "Who's they?" he asked. But the guy didn't answer. "Gosh, I love these meaningful talks of ours," March added. The official continued to ignore him. March glanced out the window at the tarmac. It was raining lightly. The soft silver rain he'd come to know in his 3 weeks of Holland. Somewhere in the cold belly of the plane was a small box. In that box was what remained of Alfie Quinn. The official had called the box the cremains. March detested the word. It made it sound like they'd turned his pop into a zombie or a breakfast cereal. March stared out at the rain, An airport was the loneliest place in the world if you didn't have a home. Mr. Soda stood up. I'm not waiting any longer. Let's board. Just then, another official hurried towards them. A woman busting out of her blue shirt and blazer. At her side was a slender, tall girl, March's age, dressed in black jeans and a hoodie. Another orphan or a runaway, he guessed. She had that desperate vibe, just like him, he supposed. Now he was a member of that invisible crowd, the kids nobody wanted. The girl had black hair cut very short and wary gray eyes that shifted from Mr. Soda to March. She looked familiar, and it was with a sense of dumbfounded shock that March realized that she was the girl who'd performed on the swing a week before. Time you two met, I guess, Mr. Soda said. Julia, meet March, your long-lost brother. March and the girl didn't look at each other. They looked at the official, uncertain whether he was joking. Oh gosh, look at that, the woman said. You can see they're related, can't you? You both have the same expression. Didn't they tell you about each other? Sister?